You're listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. For more information and to support the show, head to wespeakcommon.com.
Welcome to episode 14 of Tavern Talk on the We Speak Common network. This show is made possible by our wonderful Patreon supporters and incredible partners at the Dice Dungeon, where you can get 10% off your entire order with the code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout. As well as our partners over at Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, where you can find amazing box texts as well as descriptions, and with the code COMMON at checkout, you can save 10% off each month of your subscription for the first 2 years. But stay tuned until the end of this episode to hear about some amazing Black Friday deals that they're offering to us We Speak Common listeners. Now settle in by the fire, because this is Tavern Talk.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's do this. Is everyone prepared and ready to go now?
Yeah, I'm just sending Liam a gift on Pokemon Go. Give me a second.
Okay, well, great. Fantastic. We're starting with that now. You do like the welcome, Tavern Talk. Chris is now sending a gift to Liam on Pokemon Go. What are we talking about today? Deep-seated regrets. We also have Liam here, who is our guest today. Hi, Liam.
Hello.
And Chris, who is always here, just lurking.
Hello, happy America Thanksgiving, because that's when this
God, episode. I knew that was coming. I knew it was happening. So we'll forget about the fake holiday and we'll move on to regrets. What's your American regrets, Chris?
Well, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I think we should look at the history on that. That is its own big thing.
That's a big yikes.
That's a big yikes. But in the all seriousness, in the ways of a D&D regret, I've talked a lot about my campaign I ran, the Nadar campaign, on here. And I talk about the problem player, and I'm not going to say like there wasn't issues there. But I will say one of my biggest regrets in my like career of D&D, we can call it, D&D career, whatever. dude, I'm so flaccid. It's been a week.
It's going well. It's a good day.
I think one of my biggest D&D regrets is how I handled the situation.
I mean, long-time listeners will know the situation, but do you want to do a brief recap of the situation?
The bare bones of it is we agreed on something and like how we were going to go somewhere, and he did the complete opposite, as well as caused a bunch of other like snags, issues. And instead of kind of having like a, hey, sit down, like this isn't what we talked about kind of conversation for it, because of like I had so much other hectic things happening in my life and like D&D was like my escape. I kind of used that and kind of lashed out and like was kind of a dick about things. I'll own up to it. I actually a few weeks ago,
in my opinion, put them
But I mean, and everyone who's listened to the show knows I'll like be an advocate for proper communication at the table.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't do proper communication at the table and I've learned my lesson from it. So always like if you're a DM and you have players that aren't like, you know, hey, we agreed on something in session zero and then they did a 180.
Yeah.
Try and like find a way to like kind of communicate and come to a build a bridge, like make something work out of the two.
Absolutely agree.
So maybe you said something that got misunderstood or something, or they just have a different idea for what they want.
Yeah.
And then that way you can find, hey, are you a good fit for this game? Are you, or like, how can I cater this better for you? I think it's a great way to look at things.
Finding the right group is key. Like, I absolutely agree with that.
Finding the right group is key. And I, in my opinion, it all starts with a proper communication. And I'm actually super happy to say that, like, I sent him a message, cause he got married a few weeks ago at that months ago. I don't know anymore. But I sent him a long message talking about like, hey, congratulations. And just kind of like owning up for everything I did. And then I was playing Magic the Gathering at his house a week ago. So we're chill now.
That's nice.
It's
got a happy ending, guys.
A lot of the things I find like as well, like because you can get on great like outside of the game, but like certain things just you just cannot gel well in game almost. Like people have different wants out of D&D, I think.
Exactly. That is where I'm going with it, is like communicating as a player, your wants to the DM.
Yeah.
And as the DM communicating, hey, like, once again, we talk about session zeros, like lining out.
Absolutely.
Like, you don't have to give spoilers for the campaign, but you can give out like, hey, this is the vibe we're going for. Here's like some potential triggers. Dave, you're really good. Yeah. And you'll send two paragraphs. We'll have a one shot. And we'll try to do that. And Dave will send out like two paragraphs worth of like, here are potential triggers. And then here's like the vibe we're going for character wise and story wise.
Yeah.
And here's everything we need to know. It doesn't need to be a long.
I pride myself on that. So that's really appreciated. Thank you very much.
It doesn't need to be a long, like drawn out, like, you know, hour and a half long conversation. No. But like, a quick, like, here are the expectations. Mm-hmm. Here are what I'm thinking. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Because D&D's.
That's the thing as well. Like when we do session zeros as our group, like, because we've got quite a large group now, like of even when we do one shots or whatever.
Oh, we pop out too.
Yeah, we There's do a lot of people in that group now. And I think that when we always plan a session zero, they never last long because we've already like hashed it out beforehand almost. And we all know each other quite well now. So
I think for me as well, when you share those trigger warnings, it's for me, it's like a hype moment. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm expecting. Yeah, I'm like, I'm ready to get traumatized. I'm excited for this. Like, yeah, I'm hyped for it. Like, it's that moment of, oh yeah, we're getting into this stuff today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the
wouldn't you be wrong with me, probably, but like, that's fine.
I think that it does help, especially like you. I mean, that sounds awful, but especially if you don't have anything to do with those traumas. Like, as a horror fan, that is like that is a hype moment for sure, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It comes down to it, right? D&D is a group storytelling game at its core. We're there to have fun with our friends, you know, eat a few snacks, maybe some pizza, whatever, and tell stories or alcoholic beverages. Whatever you want, whatever you enjoy, whatever you're comfortable with, it's all about getting together your friends and telling one kick-ass.
Yeah, exactly, man.
So, once again, it's super nice, super thankful for all of that. Thanksgiving snack, bitches. And
wow.
Oh, just wait, there's more. I haven't recorded the intro to this episode yet. I intend to use something.
No, don't you dare. I'm going to double it to delete it all. on the note of fun things that happened recently, I went to a Catholic christening yesterday.
Interesting.
Which was very interesting because I haven't been to anything Catholic for a long time since my youth. And I forgot how many fun wording there are in stuff, such as invocations and rites. And I was like, this is hype. I'm hyped about these words.
Yeah.
And well, let's do some magic up in this church.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. I just entertained myself reading through it all. It was great. So that was really fun.
You're over there planning a whole one shot based on
his. Yeah, literally. My mind was just, I was literally going to Tiff the entire time. And I'm like, look, it says exorcism, right? And something like this. I'm like, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then there was a free bar afterwards. So it was great.
Happy days.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my weekend. Fun. Yeah, very fun. Liam. Tell me some regrets.
So we were saying at the top of the before we started, DM regrets, very few. Just partly because I've just not played long enough to have that many regrets. And also, like, regrets kind of a learning curve or learning moments of, like, don't necessarily regret them because I'm like, oh, that's something I won't do in the future because that didn't work. Let's change that up. But, like, in character regrets.
We were talking about this because we were both saying we don't really have any like proper regrets from a DM's perspective, but in character player regrets, many.
So the one we were going to talk about was the nice goblin called Sar.
In our Dark Arnie Eberron game that we run,
which is very fun, and it was a while ago now, so a lot of the specifics and names have escaped both of our brains. But
I don't think I have any notes anywhere either.
But the crux was they were a spooky little goblin who was a rogue and with the spooky club class.
They were from the Silent Wolves, I believe.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like an assassin's type. Mm-hmm. Thing.
Yeah, they're like spies for. Well, they're like. I'm gonna go too deep into it. So in Eberron, the goblins are like old and they've been around for a long time, and they have different sects that are broken down to. The Silent Wolves is one of those sects. Yeah.
Yep. And we were doing some shenanigans as you do in D&D, and I had this sort of NPC character who was sort of a mentor type friend type character, from what I remember. And there was a little bit of a romance there, like undertones.
Yeah. There was like a strong bond definitely there between
definitely
you both.
Definitely a strong bond. Yeah. And then I can't remember the exact things that happened.
So I think off the top of my head, one of the other characters was possessed by their patron, murdered another member from a separate sect, and there were repercussions of this.
That was Glishnak, wasn't it?
Yes, Glishnak got possessed by his mother.
Yeah,
which was a hag. Was like a were-rat hag that lived in the sewers. Which is super fun.
So then we went and defeated that, and then we went back to find that my close bond mentor friend had been killed, and their head was left in like the safe house, I think it
the
was.
The safe house you were staying in,
We were staying in, and Sar was not happy about that and was very like, oh no. Yeah. But everyone, there is someone who can help with that. So I took the head to the spooky cult people.
You went to the Temple of the Dark Six,
Like the Temple of the Dark Six, and was like, hey, help. we'll help you for a price, and I can't remember or whether I even discovered what the price was.
I don't think you did discover what the price was.
In the
end,
they were like, come back tomorrow or in the morning and we'll have resurrected this person for you. It's like, sick, great.
Yep.
Morning comes around and then shenanigans happen and we left.
You ended up leaving the city,
We ended up leaving and then getting trapped in some other realm, I think.
Yeah, you went to Zoria. You ended up just wandering into a manifest zone.
And getting destroyed by a massive horde of flumps, from what I remember.
Yeah, the flumps, and that was fun.
Yeah, and that's kind of where it ended. And that's one of my deep regrets, is not going back and finding this character, because I remember this moment of kissing the heads.
Mm-hmm.
And handing over to be resurrected in some really poignant moment, and then just forgetting that they were there.
Yeah.
Next session. And that was, deeply regretful of that
one. There was so much stuff happening in the background of that.
There was. And
so many murders happened.
it was a nightmare.
Nice.
I think it's very valid regret. And that brings up the questions like, what kind of notes? Do you take paper notes? Do you take mental notes?
Very true. I think that was like our second game we'd been playing with the group. It was still early days. Like now I tend to write out more notes or I'll type them up. But I think with that game, I was still like, I can keep it in my brain.
And I think everyone always thinks that, I think.
And I think the problem with that group specifically, that it was a very chaotic group.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Lots of fun, but there was a lot of chaos. And And I think that I got swept up in that chaos and was like, oh no, I've left my recently resurrected friend who is now going to be not happy about that. Definitely was a learning moment to me of like, I need to take better notes and be more enforceful about like, I want to go and do this story beat and not get swept up in like
the chaos,
the other characters' bullshit.
I mean, that's a very accurate way to put it.
In like lovingly characters' bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was like, that group was fun. We enjoyed that. It was a fun game.
It was very, very easy game to prep for, because I'd just be like, you just go and I'll just sit here and tell you what happens.
It was good fun.
It was very fun.
I'm trying to think of my regrets.
So I have that. All my characters are very like depressing now that I'm looking back. Cassius regrets was allowing him to die, I think. he was probably my favorite character I've ever played. And I have a bad habit of being impatient. And being impatient in the tomb of Annihilation is not a good idea. he got turned to stone and then smashed into 1,000 pieces by other party members to claim his magic items because they all hated him.
That is rough.
Yeah.
I can feel that impatientness though as well. Like, I will sit there for so long while everyone else deliberates and I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, I'm hitting the red button.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
100%. Oh. I will say it's not a regret, but it's something all my other party members normally regret it because when Dave and I, if Dave's running a game and I'm in it, I make the traumatic decision, which isn't always the right decision for the moment. But I know that Dave and I play off of each other really well with anything traumatic happening.
Yeah.
Because we're both gluttons for punishment.
Yeah.
So if I'm able to kind of see what Dave's trying to like, hey, you can do like the rainbow way or the, hey, here's Saw 6 way.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going this way.
What's that? Yeah. A pit? I'll go into the pit.
Yeah. I haven't been in a game with Dave DMing and you playing, Chris. Yeah, I've seen it. That was fun. We're like, oh, look, here is, yep, we're reaping the repercussions of this character actually. Yeah. And it's fun. Like, because I'm here for it too. I love experiencing like other people's trauma and then experiencing my own character trauma as well.
Yeah. The best one for in the first main game was when you were like, I want some people. I want to know some people. I'm like, here's two people you can know.
It wasn't even like, it was like, hey, like, here, you gave me like two names.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do you know these people? And like, my brain's like, oh, I'm friends with these people. Like, they survived because I survived. And Dave's like, this is perfect. I'm like, I don't like the sound of that whatsoever. Yeah. And
it's because your character was a Rakshasa as well. Like, it just tied into like the Eberron conversion of that so well. And I was just like, you're going to know loads of bad guys.
The reveal of that was so much fun as well. Like, to experience that, like, it was great.
It was awesome. Where we look back at, not D&D related, but Ethan, my first Monster League character.
Yeah.
My first game ever, like, Dave helped me build my character sheet while I was on my drive home from work.
Yeah.
Got home, sat down to my computer, and we started playing. So I had made
no decision. Just full of regret. My God,
Ethan is just full of regret. But I had no idea, like anything. Like I knew the system, but I didn't know like anything in. Like I hadn't made any like in depth character decisions. Like, oh, I'm this way because X, Y, and Z. So all of it kind of just happened as the session progressed.
Yeah,
and it's like, wait, like this makes sense because I'm feeling this way, which is a really cool way I think to run a character.
Absolutely.
But with the amount of story and shit that we threw at Ethan,
a lot.
The more thought of it should have came back. I don't know if we've touched on Ian's current state.
Ethan's current state is, yes, we have in our Monster of the Week episode. I think we briefly went over
it. Episode I was on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Full circle.
Symmetry.
But yeah, no, Ethan is now what, a demon or something? Because of we thought it would like, oh, it would really be fitting for his story that he made a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, well, I guess this is where we're at now. And now he's a hero of the apocalypse.
That last session, like the one with like the main characters in, was just chef's kiss. It was such a good session.
But there were so many regrets in that session.
That session was just full of regret.
Which, I mean, play Monster of the Week, you'll understand.
Yeah. It's easy to get regrets in Monster of the Week.
Play Monster of the Week with us as well.
Yeah, just I call it regrets. I've just thought of one because James messaged me about my character in Tyranny. I play Ivan, who is a barbarian fighter, and his whole deal is that he like fuses trophies from his kills onto himself, and he gains power from that. So I killed this creature that was like a giant bone thing, like a giant bone lord, and I fused his antlers onto my back, so they were like a massive banner from this huge like bone sticking up, just to give some fucking scary shit. So the next day when I had a long rest, James was like, your back really hurts and you don't know why. And I'm like, oh, that's not a good thing. So I'm still yet to find out why that's hurting. And it's probably not going to be good.
You're building yourself an Eldritch fucking horror.
Yeah, I am becoming an Eldritch horror slowly because I can make myself big as well because I'm a rune knight. So I'm just going to be this hulking massive terror at some point, probably. Yeah, it's all right because Ben's now basically Vecna's bitch. So we're all going to turn evil slowly.
It's going to be great. Every time Ben brought up Arlo, I'm like, oh, this is just going to
It's now happened. It's fully last session. I don't think we spoke about this on air yet. I can't remember. I haven't listened to the most recent episode, but we did a fight. We killed a big old dragon. And then Ben unlocked Fechner and freed him from the fucking his tomb. And now he has Fechner's eye. So we're all doomed, is what I'm going to say.
Sounds like the next story arc is writing itself.
Yeah, it's basically us versus Olo. That's what's going to happen. So yeah, that's super cool. So more regrets is I let Olo free Vecna. It's my character. So yeah, that's a fun one. Have you got any in-character ones, Chris? Other than anything?
Because the main person that I've ever played a player under is I would normally DM. That's fair. I will say my first campaign though, in Ways of Regret.
Yeah.
I learned that I should do charisma based characters instead of intelligence based characters. Because me being me is like, I'm going to talk my way out. Cause I'm not going to think about here's a smart solution. I'm just gonna be like, hey, how can we come to an agreement or how can I get you in my pocket and we can make this work? So I was playing a gnome artificer.
Okay.
And long story short, the premise of the campaign was that we worked for this is like mid COVID or whatever when we started this campaign. We worked for the Centaur of Disease Control or whatever. Because the
Centaur, as in it's not a center.
And I don't remember how we got on whatever this mission was, but I ended up busting into and going in on a drug trade. We busted a whole drug trade thing.
This is the wildest campaign I've ever heard of my entire life.
I'm like, I don't know how the fuck we got here. but we got here and somehow I managed to not start combat right away. And I was talking to the leader of the entire thing. And I'm like, well, wait a second. So I did the intelligence thing where I'm just like, well, actually, I can help you if you help me. And I just said, because it was the option. It was there.
Then you roll persuasion and realize how bad you were at persuasion. Is that what happened? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's legit.
I made such a compelling case because I'm like, well, we're here in this city. If we traffic out here, I had the whole plan of everything action. The DM looked at me. He was like, are you being serious right now? I'm like, yes. He's like, roll persuasion. I had a minus one or two to persuade. Shit.
Dump stuff.
I'm like, can I roll intelligence because I planned this entire thing out? He's like, no, he doesn't fully trust you.
Oh, that's savage.
I'm like, that's justified, but damn it. And then I rolled a five. And I'm like, do I have advantage? And they told me to fuck off. So I'm like, all right, cool.
That's funny.
And then combat happened and we all almost died.
He could have at least given you some inspiration for that, so you could have rolled advantage.
I would have hoped so.
Never mind.
But also, I don't think he knew how to handle going from
That's fair.
The drug trade. So,
what a wild time you had.
It was a lot of fun. It was a wild time. So,
I feel like that. I know a lot of people love games like that, but that's my idea of a worst nightmare to be in a game like that.
Well, that was the thing. And I mean, we can talk and going back, circling back to the being in your group is really important.
Yeah. The right group is very
good. The right group is super important. Cause that's also the group is when I was exposed to COVID. So I missed the night, but I play it cause we all met in person, right? So I just hopped in via computer. Cause I'm like, whatever, I can still play. I have all my roles and everything like that. And there was a point at midnight where we were playing the game and then for a solid hour, we weren't playing the game anymore. We were just everyone at the table was just discussing different types of pizza toppings.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, guys, I feel like garbage and I just want to play the game. And I was just looking at the end call button on Discord. I'm just like, I could just hit that in bed right now.
I've done that look times. I'm so done. Please.
I don't know what happened. But yeah, I think that's where it kind of, once again, because we were a larger group too, like mm-hmm. it was, I want to say there was like 6, 7, 8 of us. Like it was, if it, you know, if one person gets hectic and the dominoes just fall and follow.
Yeah.
But circling back to the whole communication of standards with the game in session zero, because we always want to relate to session zero.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you want to know something to do? So before we ring the bell, before we wrap up, I want to suggest something, a really cringe memory I've just remembered from my first ever character I played. So I played a Hexblade Warlock as my first character. And I was, it was the same time as like Game of Thrones was like deep into, and I was like obsessed with it. And I started my character in show with, it's really cringe looking back at it now. I started with, I can't even remember my character's name. Oh my God, what was it? I can't remember, but it was character name, first and last of his name, because he was undead. That's like, oh, first and last of his name.
I feel like most people have regrets about their first characters because you're trying to be like not tropey, aren't you? You're trying not to be like generic characters, and then you end up being like very kind of just cringy characters because you're like just trying to be something unique when actually like tropes are tropes for a reason. Yeah. Don't shy away from them because there's a reason why.
He was the edgiest edgelord character in the universe. Yeah. He had a bone sword. He was like undead. He had black hair like slicked back, and he was like,
yeah.
A patron was the Raven Queen, and he was like, I am the most tropey edgelord possible.
I think I cut myself on all that edge.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Tropes are tropes for a reason. Like Liam said it best, that we try and stick, oh, we're going to be so unique, so I'm not going to follow the tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just becomes some a combination of every like piece of fantasy that we've consumed, that we've enjoyed. Mm-hmm. We veer so far away from like trying to stick to what has been established.
Yes.
That it just ends up being regretful and cringy because it doesn't play like we want it to play.
Yes.
Because you've got, oh, I'm going to sprinkle in a little bit of like from The Witcher here and Skyrim here. And, you know, Attack on Titan here, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and then it just becomes...
That's a fun character, right?
I mean, I'm not going to say I haven't made a character that can Titan shift, but like, that's neither here nor there.
I love it. That's amazing. But yeah, that's it. We did really well to keep it under a time limit there, guys. Just,
I know,
just,
we did great.
Yeah, we did good.
Last time was an hour, and what are we on this time? Oh my god, we're doing so well. I'm so proud of us.
Great.
You're welcome, Ben.
Yeah.
It's not long. Thank you for being here, Liam. We really appreciate you coming on again, as always. You're a wonderful patron supporter.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, mate. It's always a blast to have you here. Oh, Chris, as always.
As always,
I need yourself.
I gotta fix my computer one of these days.
You need a soy shop. No, we love you here, Chris. Honestly, everyone on our service saw a lovely little heartfelt message from Chris, and I'd just like to say thank you, Chris, for being a little gem.
Oh, you're so sweet.
That.
Yeah,
I do have some questions though.
Okay, no, we're not having questions. I refuse. Don't go.
So as always, I'm gonna invite anyone to join us over on the Discord server. Yes. That's gonna be linked in the description below. And I have three questions that I've written down through this episode. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First question, because it's Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for?
My God.
Second.
I'm thankful for not being American.
And now we get to my regrets. What are some of your D&D regrets? We'd love to hear about it in the episode discussion panel on the Discord server.
Absolutely. And
what do you think about me actually giving Dave an episode to just talk about Eberron?
Oh, don't tease me like that.
If the people want it.
I mean, the people can have it.
I will, as an un, what's the word?
Initiated.
Oh, no. Thank you. Nearly. I can't say that.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to know.
I'll tell you in a minute. Okay. As an elected speaker of the people.
Okay.
We want everyone.
Okay, there we go. Good. I'm glad. We want. Liam's just saying that so we can give him all the lore he needs to write me this one shot.
That's the one.
It's like, so Dave, can we do dwarves and specifically dwarves of the male or our holds?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about.
Brilliant. Well, thank you again, Liam. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much, everybody.
What was your last? Was there another question? Was that three?
That was not three. What are you thankful for? What are your D&D regrets? And should I give Dave an episode?
That's three. That is three.
Let us know what you're thinking.
Not being American. What was the other ones? I got on already. I'm too tired. yes and yes. Thanks.
Let us know what you have to say over in the episode discussion where we have so much stuff going on in the Discord server. We want to hear from you. Yeah, we really do. We read everything. Find everything.
We do. We try and do as much as we can.
We try and do what we can. You know, it's been hectic over here on the side of We Speak Common, but yes, we're doing everything we can, and we want to make sure this is engaging as possible.
Sorry. I'd just like to say, me and Liam as well will be at Dragon Meet, which is in 2 weeks' time. Less than 2 weeks' time.
2nd of December.
With Ben, and the guys from Dice Dungeon will be there as well, selling their beautiful dice. So I'd just like to
be excited to see Ben and Dave.
Ben and Dave and Dave and Ben.
And Dave. Yep.
Dave. The babe.
Yeah, I'm very excited. My partner's coming as well. It's
gonna be great. Yes. We're very excited. Yeah. I loved Dragon Meet last year, and I'm hyped this year. So it is a lot of fun. So I will see anyone who is going there.
Yeah.
Maybe next year I'll have a passport in time.
You need to hurry up. Next year you're coming, and I'm going to force you to come if you don't.
Well,
come,
so. The fact that I have to call like yesterday to get my passport in order, because I'm going to Peru in May.
Yeah, I know. You're going soon.
So I'm kind of, I got to get that together real quick.
So you're going to Dragon Meet next year is what we're saying.
I mean, I guess I might as well if I'm going to have a passport.
Yeah. You need to. I'm going to start GoFundMe to get you to drag me. If you need to. Anyway, right. I love you all. Thank you very much, Lee, everyone. And we'll see you on the server.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Happy not Thanksgiving to everyone in the UK and everywhere else in the world. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribers started its Black Friday sale early, exclusively for us commoners. Between right now and Cyber Monday, November the 27th, the code COMMON can be used at checkout to unlock this exclusive sale price of 43% off every tier for the first year. Now is a great time to join, as the Combat Collection is out now. Show off your inner warrior with their definitive collection of over 1,000 melee and ranged attack descriptions. And their audio platform has been rebuilt from the ground up. It integrates directly with Discord and Foundry GTT. Again, you can join this incredible service with our exclusive 43% off with the code COMMON at checkout from now until 27th of November. Also can't forget our amazing partners at the Dice Dungeon. They're getting their Black Friday Cyber Monday sale underway now. Get yourself over to the website to reap the rewards with money off all dice sets from metallic, glass and resin. And don't forget, you can get all your D&D books, dice range, and other amazing accessories to enjoy at your desk or gaming table. And with Christmas around the corner, you can level up your holidays with their holiday stocking and advent calendar, so you're ready for the countdown to Christmas. Use the code WESPEAKCOMMON, all one word, at checkout over at the Dice Dungeon to get these amazing offers.
Thanks for listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your platform of choice and share us with a friend or D&D group near you. If you'd like to directly support the network and the production of new shows like the one you heard today, head to the description of this episode or our social media pages for a link to our Patreon page. You can connect with the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at We Speak Common.